house's music station, 95.9 The Mountain.
Sexy and I know it.
Sexy and I know it. LMFAO, another Tales exclusive. You'll only hear it here on Tales County's number one hit music station. We're 95.9 The Mountain. Michael Dean here with some music news. Well, Kiss and Def Leppard, they held a press conference yesterday to announce that they're doing a joint summer tour. The guys from Kiss were in full makeup. Gene Simmons, he did his usual Gene Simmons thing, and Def Leppard guys and band made fun of him. But here is part of the press conference yesterday, and it's pretty cool. The first part's a little weird, but the end part is really cool.
Our proud military makes freedom possible. Politicians fart through their mouth. Only the military makes freedom possible. If you don't know that, you're an idiot. This is not only a proud military, it's a volunteer military. And they go over and not everybody comes back. The least we could do is, number one, pay homage to them, and number two, make sure that a buck out of every single ticket that's going to come in through the door is going to go to various forms of wounded warriors.
All right, that part's pretty cool. All right, way to go, Kiss and Def Leppard. But Gene hogged the mic, so guys from Def Leppard didn't get to talk, but we'll play one of their songs just to make up for that. Ooh, going back to 1989. Wayback Machine is set. Def Leppard, Rocket on the Mountain.
Towson.com.
Thank you, Towson. 7:53 on 95.9 The Mountain. And a little reminder that the Towson Motor Vehicle Division will be closed from 8 to 9 this morning. They have a little staff meeting going on. But they'll reopen at 9 o'clock. Just sharing with you this morning. And always first with the best new music, turn you on to the latest from Bean. Cops and Robbers, under the Towson exclusive on 95.9 The Mountain. We've got quite a crew in here for our You Rock segment, where we bring in the youth of the community who are doing wonderful and positive things, and the adults who are helping them. Today we've got some folks in here from TISA, the Towson Integrated School of the Arts, and we'll start off with our teacher, our second grade teacher, Megan Avina.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Of course. So tell me a little bit about, first of all, let's talk a little bit about TISA and explain to the folks who might not be familiar with what TISA is.
Okay. It's Towson Integrated School of the Arts. It's a K-8 public charter school where the focus is arts integration.
Why don't you explain to us what this was, and then I'll ask them about their experience.
Okay, well, we were fortunate enough to have a show at the Living Light Gallery with Lenny Foster. We all took portraits of Lenny. We had two different portrait sessions.
My name is Sage.
Hi, Sage. And how old are all you guys?
I just turned 8.
8, so you guys are all about 8. Okay, all right, excellent. And so did you a project? You made a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was your picture?
My picture was of Lenny's shoes and then his hat.
It was his shoes and his hat?
Yeah.
So was it black and white? Was it color?
It was color.
It was a color picture?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, this is a very fun project, obviously, because Lenny usually is the guy who's taking the pictures, but this time around, you guys were taking the pictures. So how did that make you feel, taking the pictures of the photographer?
It felt awesome.
It was awesome? Kind of like everything is awesome? Everything is awesome. I'm sorry, it's a Lego movie. I'm sure you guys have all seen it. Yeah, you've all seen it. They're very, very cute.
Aren't they adorable?
So you also did another project.
Mm-hmm.
And what was this project?
Well, we have been providing knowledge and activism around town for the Taji Dolphin Slaughter.
Taji Dolphin Slaughter?
Yes.
That does not sound as touchy-feely as what we were just talking about.
It's not. And second grade was really, you know, affected by it, and they wanted to try to help out. So we made big signs, and we did little protest marches around town. We stood in front of World Cup.
Wow, it seems like a pretty deep subject for second grade. Did you write a letter to the dolphins?
Yeah. My letter was, what if you kill all the dolphins, and what if there aren't any more left? Then what are you going to kill? You're just going to make them extinct.
That is very true. So how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel kind of bad, and it makes me think about it, and the only answer I got is pointless.
Well, you're spot on. It is pointless to be killing all the dolphins. What do you think we should do?
I think that we should, go back to, you know, just, like, minding our own days and stuff.
Did you make a sign or write a letter?
Yes, both.
Okay, so what was the, which one did you like better?
I liked the letter.
Yeah, what was your letter about?
We did pictures too.
Mm-hmm.
And mine, I did a picture where this was their, the baby albino dolphin that's trapped in the concrete tank, being free in the wild, back in the sea.
Oh, okay, very nice.
And on the top it said, be free. I just want to say to everybody who's listening to the radio that you could make a really big difference in the world, and you can do it whenever you want, anytime.
Overall, it was a really empowering activity.
Thank you for coming in. Yay!
We can sing Everything is Awesome if you'd like.
Go ahead. Go ahead, say.
Two, three. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
That was wonderful. Well, and with this, I want to thank you guys for coming in this morning. You rock, and that's why we do this segment. And we'll see you next time you come in. Thanks, you guys.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And we have to end with...
Bye.
We have to end with this.
We are Telsa's Music Station, 95.9 The Mountain, Fallout Boy, Young Volcanoes. Good morning, it is 8:45. Michael Dean here, the man in your box. And what's the penalty for flipping the bird during the Super Bowl halftime show? Well, according to the latest developments in the NFL's lawsuit against MIA, it could cost you $16.6 million. Now, last year, we heard the NFL wanted just $1.5 million for the MIA middle finger incident during Madonna's performance at the 2012 Super Bowl. Now, the NFL has added an additional claim seeking $15.1 million more in restitution. Now, in response, MIA's lawyers say, quote, the claim for restitution lacks any basis in law, fact, or logic. Now, her legal team has been trying to undercut the NFL's lawsuit by arguing that the NFL isn't as wholesome as it claims to be, and not just in the Super Bowl halftime shows, like, for instance, the bullying scandal involving the Miami Dolphins. However, they do point out some halftime show examples, like Michael Jackson grabbing his crotch in 1993 and Prince making his guitar look like an engorged member at the 2007 Super Bowl. So do you think they should fine her that much money? 737 KKIT. And let's go back just a little bit.
L-U-V, Madonna.
Sink in the river, the lessons I've learned.
Good morning, The Mountain. Who's this?
This is Angela.
Angela, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just hanging out, listening to you guys.
Oh, that's what I love to hear. You're my caller number 5.
Yay!
All right, Angela. Dial you in with some lift tickets. Go up to TSV, do a little skiing, do a little boarding. What do you do?
I'm definitely going to board tomorrow, and my friends are coming up from Albuquerque, so I'm super excited.
Oh, excellent. Well, you get for you and a guest, so you're dialed in. And don't forget, you got the big old airbag competition coming up at the end of the season. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
That sounds pretty cool. Would you do that?
I don't know if I'd do that.
You're not sure?
But I'd go check it out.
I would be interested, you know, or if they just had, like, some kind of a ramp where you could just, like, jump yourself without, like, launching yourself with, you know, off skis or a board. But maybe you let me know if you do it. Okay,
where do I pick up tickets?
I'll give you all that information here in just a moment, but you tell me, what is the radio station that just dialed you in with those lift tickets to TSV?
95.9.
95.9 The Power.